This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us, Captain Chris Sims, PIO for the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Captain, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to deal with law enforcement, find out the latest and greatest, what's going on. You know, generally speaking, there's been guns stolen, left in cars, maybe unlocked, whatever. This has been a problem ongoing. And then these guns turn up in the commission of crime. So it's been a problem. How's it going here in Alachua County? Because I thought that you guys have done a great job getting word out via this show and other ways to, hey, man, lock up your guns, lock up your cars, take care of business. So what's the status now?
Yeah, so that's a great question. First and foremost, you know, we promote lawful gun ownership. And so in that, though, we ask that you maintain a sense of responsibility if you're a gun owner. And that the largest sense of responsibility is that you don't leave your firearm in an unlocked vehicle. And you know, oftentimes what happens is that we see vehicle burglaries. People are checking door handles. They get into a vehicle. There's a gun there for them to take, and that's how they end up on the streets and in the hands of folks who should not have them. So recently, I just got the statistics on our vehicle burglaries are significantly down from last year. We're actually, from the numbers that I saw, the projection is probably going to cut vehicle burglaries in half by about 50%.
Wow.
I also saw that last month we had one firearm taken, one. And, you know, there were times where we were seeing 20, 30, 40 in one month.
I remember.
So what I want to say is thank you so much to our community who has heard our message, who has said, hey, I'm a lawful gun owner, but I don't want this to become in the hands of someone who's a felon or a violent criminal or a teen who's breaking into vehicles. You're doing the right thing. You're locking your weapons up. You're keeping it from getting on the streets in the hands of people who shouldn't have them. And you're not only keeping the community safe, but you're keeping our deputies safe.
Well, that certainly is good news. You had a deputy recently that helped to save a girl's life that was shot downtown. Can you give us some details on that?
I can. So what I'll tell you is I want our community to know this. You know, Sheriff Scott made it known since day one. If you need help, we're coming. It doesn't matter what city, what county. It could be even if a county sheriff in another area of the state calls. We've done it multiple times now. We are coming to help you. That's just who we are. And so recently, the Gainesville Police Department had these large, what we call pop-up block parties, mm-hmm. you know, where it just gets chaotic and they're jumping on cars and they're smoking drugs and they're, you know, drinking alcohol and sometimes they're discharging weapons. So we were out there for about 2 hours downtown helping the Gainesville Police Department. Right as things were they seemed to be calming down. Gunshots were heard by the deputies and the officers literally a block away. As you could see in the video that we posted, those deputies ran immediately towards that gunfire thinking that there was an active shooter situation. Their job was to take care of that threat. They get in the area. They start seeing puddles of blood. They then Deputy Craig Smith, one of our canine guys, is the first to locate a 17-year-old victim who was shot in the leg. It did hit one of her her arteries in her leg. If you know anything about that, you've got about 1 to 2 minutes before you lose enough blood that you're going to pass away. That deputy acted, I mean, within split seconds of getting there, he noticed someone was trying to use a tourniquet. I think it was a civilian security guard or something. Mm-hmm. They weren't
making the attempt,
right?
But
it just wasn't going well, and he immediately got it away, got his tourniquet out, put the tourniquet on, and the doctors clearly said that his action saved her life.
And the leg, do you know?
I'm not sure about that.
Not sure. Okay. No, but you've got a new program. Maybe this is having an impact. How old? And tell us about the program known as Focus.
Yes, sir. So we have created, and I say created, so the Focus unit under Sheriff Scott. Sheriff Scott was originally a sergeant of the original Focus unit back 20-something years ago. But we have reenacted what's called the Focus unit. And Focus is not an acronym. It's simply focus on the problem, right? And so we understand that we can't just take a every now and then stance towards gun violence or towards fentanyl, methamphetamine, the things that are causing overdoses. We also can't just take a every now and then stance towards large masses of vehicle burglaries where they're taking cars or things like that. So focus simply means that. Focus on the problem. Focus on the crime, and that unit is strategically placed in the areas where we see the data shows that there's an increase of criminal activity. Mm-hmm. And their sole job is proactive law enforcement to go out there, get the guns out of the hands of felons, get the poison off the streets. If we have those large amount of vehicle burglaries, or I don't know if you saw the incident where the young lady was violently attacked at the reserve at Canapa Hall. The focus unit was deployed to that area to begin just really old school police work, beating the bushes and hopefully get someone in custody within 2 days. Between patrol and our focus unit, they were able to take a suspect into custody. And this was a stranger attack. This was not someone
like a random.
This was a random attack. Yes.
And it happens, unfortunately. Hey, let's get into the cyber crimes a little bit. Recently, this Tara Mae Sean Tillman, 26, was arrested, charged with sexual cyber harassment after allegedly posting a sexually explicit photo of a woman on Facebook. We know these kinds of things and crimes associated with that occur on a regular basis. Tell me a little bit about the cyber crimes unit, if you can.
Yes, so we're really excited actually to talk about that because Sheriff Scott and just had our criminal investigations division create a new digital crimes unit. And so that digital crimes unit now allows us the opportunity to have a sergeant, two forensic, computer forensic examiners, as well as two detectives who solely focus on cybercrime. And we have rejoined the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force with the Gainesville Police Department. If you saw recently, we just bonded several GPD officers in that task force as deputy sheriffs so that we can have a large unit that can work anywhere in Alachua County. We are very much focusing on child exploitation through the internet, but let me assure you that if you can't control your emotions and you wish to publicly display someone's nude photos in an inappropriate way, we'll come for you too. Not only is it just absolutely childish and irresponsible, but it's a crime.
Yeah, and you can do some real damage to a person in their psyche, but the cyber crimes in general. I mean, all this stuff, it's especially when it involves the kids. I've talked to law enforcement like yourself, and they said, look, we could dedicate 100 people to it full time around the clock, and we would never run out of work.
Well, and it's one of the most disgusting and disturbing things that I've ever seen in my law enforcement career. I will tell you, the more the sheriff and I talk, the more you will hear how extremely dedicated he is to taking child predators off of our streets and to protect, as he says, protecting our babies.
I think it was Sheriff Billy Woods that was on the show the other day, and they busted somebody for something similar, they just got out of state prison for a crime against a child or whatever, and within 48 hours recommitted. So he said these people are relentless.
Yeah, there's something there, and I you know, I can tell you this, if you continue to victimize children, whether it's through the internet, whether it's in person, you're responsible for taking care of them in any way, you know, not just sexually, but, you know, just like the ladies in Waldo who decided to lock the two children inside the shed. We are going to deliver you to the justice system. I assure you of that.
I know that monitoring social media has been a great tool to law enforcement. You can learn so much. You know, people do their own sort of investigation sometimes. Think about if you're a trained investigator, social media can be just a great resource, not just for these kinds of crimes, but, you know, to kind of have an ear, you know, sort of have an ear into the community of what's going on, things that you normally might not hear on the streets.
Yes, without a doubt. And we actually have gotten tips from social media. There was a video a few months back where a man brutally beat a child. The social media video was sent to us, and our intelligence detectives were able, just from a video, to identify this man. And within 2 days, he was in custody and facing aggravated child abuse charges. When I tell you we will do anything possible to protect the children of Alachua County, I mean it.
Well, well said, well done. Thanks to local law enforcement. We appreciate it. Captain Chris Sims, Public Information Officer for Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Stay safe, and we hope to you soon.
Thank you all.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.